Now on with more news stories. A city radio station celebrates 50 years entertaining listeners. Landlady Rita has no plans to slow down as she marks 24 years at Norwich's oldest pub. And the opening of a multi-million pound hospital wing is delayed again.
At a time when the world was enjoying the sounds of Queen's second album, Queen 2, and ABBA's Waterloo, a city trio launched a new radio station. Hospital Radio Norwich, which started in 1974, offers a bespoke live broadcast show every weekday evening, playing requests from those at the NNN. Co-founders Bob Proudfoot, Irene Batch and Mike Saar still visit the wards gathering songs from patients as it celebrated its 50th anniversary on December the 8th. Irene, who married Bob in 1978, said, "The heart and soul of what we do is providing a patient visiting service. We visit the wards every weekday, chat with patients and tell them about our service and talk about their favourite music. And you can see how this brings them happiness and comfort." In 2009, the service was recognised with the Queen's Award for Voluntary Service, equivalent to an MBE.
The Morrison store at Riverside is set to undergo a significant refurb after plans were given the green light by the city. The shop's existing jet washers and handcar washing facility behind the petrol station will be torn down to make way for a new EV charging zone. With this will come 8 parking bays for electric vehicles, an EV canopy, and 4 new, more modern jet washing bays.
The landlady of Norwich's oldest pub has reflected on the highs and lows of the last 24 years behind the bar. Rita McCluskey, aged 74, has no plans to slow down after more than 2 decades running the Adam and Eve in Bishopgate. She said, "I absolutely love it still. I'm really proud of all that has happened here and so glad for all the support. I definitely don't have any plans to retire yet." The pub opened in 1249 for the small army of hungry and thirsty stonemasons working on Norwich Cathedral, and it served the workers with bread, cheese and ale. Rita has customers who followed her from the Newsman Social Club, which she ran for many years before taking on the Adam and Eve. She said, "I've always been in catering and pubs. It's in my blood. When this came up, I thought I'd go for it, and I'm still here 24 years later."
A popular bar and restaurant, known for its Caribbean twist on things, has hit the market. Turtle Bay in Swan Lane has gone up for sale, along with the accommodation above it, for £1 million. The cuisine chain first opened in its Norwich location in 2016. The site used to be home to the former fabric warehouse, but was transformed into a 180-seater restaurant covering 2 floors.
Building complications have seen the opening of a new multi-million pound hospital unit geared at preventing bed blocking delayed yet again. The £19.2 million Willow Therapy Unit at Norwich Community Hospital had been expected to open earlier last year and is very close to completion. However, the 48-bed unit at the Beaufort Road site is now not due to welcome its first patients until late January. Once up and running, the new wing will provide physiotherapy and rehabilitative care for people preparing to return home after acute hospital stays. The facility aims to free up beds in hospital wards and help people home quicker after they've received treatment or had operations. It was originally planned to open in June, but delays in gaining planning permission saw this date pushed back.